I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Amid accusations of vote tampering, Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif is quickly moving to form his new government. He faces economic troubles, terrorism, and sticky foreign relations issues. On the issues of religious freedom and the blasphemy law, Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says don't expect change there. Believers remain wary, and with good reason.
I think we need to pray for this new government as well. We need to pray that they will stand for minority rights, that they will stand for religious freedom, and will protect the rights of Christians and the rights of others to be a part of Pakistani society.
Next, extreme makeover Sinyati needs your help. Zimbabwe is experiencing the worst inflation, and hospitals are shutting down as a result. Baptist Global Response is in their third year of upgrades for the Sinyati Baptist Hospital, a picture of Christ to the community. They made some major progress, but a lot of work remains. So go to our website to see how you can help. Pray the Lord will provide resources to finish these renovations. And finally, a couple from Romania is caring for 10 orphans as if they were family members. But Vision Beyond Borders' Marshall Grover says they're struggling to keep a roof over their heads.
Originally, they had a one-year lease on the property, and then it was shortened to 6 months. Recently, it has been shortened to 1 month.
Believers recently told this family in a gypsy community about Christ. Gypsies are labeled as liars and thieves, and Grover says this label often blocks their faith.
Pray for trust in Christ as Savior among the ones that have been exposed to the gospel.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get your modern-day hymn CD from Keith and Kristen Getty called Hymns for the Christian Life. When you help with your best gift, I'll send you a copy. Call 1-800-995-4828. I'm Greg Yoder.